What are the issues that matter most to you in this year's elections for Wisconsin governor and for your state legislators? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, April 21st. In the first half of our state capitol report this hour, we will talk with two retiring state legislators about why they are leaving the state assembly and the state of state politics. After 7:30, we will discuss the launch of the race for governor in Wisconsin as Governor Walker officially announced his re-election bid last week. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. At least 19 members of the state assembly, 6 Democrats and 13 Republicans, have announced they will not seek re-election in the fall. We will talk with two of them, starting with Sandy Pasch, Democratic State Representative from Shorewood and Assistant Assembly Minority Leader. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for joining us. Why are you not seeking another term this fall?
Well, there are a number of reasons. I do have a family obligation, and I have been able to balance them thinking that I can take care of my family and sacrifice some of my family's needs for the greater good of the state. But I'm really not getting, I'm a little frustrated in what more I'll be able to do for the state.
Yeah, and talk so a little bit more about that frustration. You are tired of partisan fights with majority Republicans?
Well, it's I've been in the minority for 2 terms, and it's very difficult to get things done in the minority. And we've been able to achieve some bipartisan success. Most notably, I would say the mental health task force issues. But in so many other areas, there's just an unwillingness to take ideas from one party just because it's from another party. Things that could make the state better, things that could make bills better, are just not accepted because they're partisan, and that does get very, very frustrating. Now, I'm confident that things will change, but as I'm getting on in my years, I'm thinking that maybe it's time for some younger people who are going to invest in it and hang in there until we do take back the majority in another term or two.
More on that in a moment, but what is your biggest achievement in the state legislature?
I would say, personally, it would be the mental health initiatives. The first being my first term, we were able to get mental health parity achieved. And then this past session, we were able to do a number of things related to mental health. And that being my background, I've been a psychiatric nurse for many, many, many years. I was able to, I think, have a strong influence on the direction of some of those bills.
Mm-hmm. Biggest regret?
That we weren't able to do more with health care, that we weren't able to put a stop to the infringement on voter suppression, that the fact that we have such unequal health care distribution in our state, the greater level of poverty, the worse health care outcomes, and we have done really nothing to address that, and there really was an unwillingness to do so.
Yeah. Why do you think there is that unwillingness to do so?
My concern is that the majority party have a different set of objectives, and they are geared towards, I would say, special interests more than the basic needs and best interest of the people in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah. You also told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel when you decided not to run for re-election that you think you can have a greater impact from outside the Capitol building. What would you do?
Well, some of the things that I have discovered is the lack of people just aren't aware of how helpful and productive their legislators can be if they force them to and invest in them. When we see people voting, it's at the top of the ticket. They'll vote for the president. They'll vote for the governor. But the people who have probably some of the greatest impacts on their day-to-day lives are their state representatives and state senators, and yet there's a real disconnect between those two. The issues in my district, in the 10th Assembly District, are huge. We have unbelievable poverty, unemployment, the 53206 zip code with some of the highest levels of unemployment black male incarceration, infant mortality. To me, we need to do a daily outreach to those communities and inform them, but also advocate for them. And my voice has not been listened to in the assembly as much as I thought it might, because I'm in the minority. But I do think I have a strong voice and can make an influence in other parts of the policy making.
With the redistricting that has happened, Representative Pash, you mentioned that you thought Democrats one day will take control of the state legislature. How is that likely to happen if the districts are sort of geared to the representation that we have right now?
Well, we do have 8 assembly districts currently held by Republicans that were won by Obama and or Tammy Baldwin. So we know that there is some flexibility in those. We're going to have to work hard, but there is going to be a change that happens. And I think the more people recognize how their current Republican representatives are really not reflecting their needs, their concerns, what they need for their families, education, the fact that jobs are just languishing, I think we will take back the assembly. Again, I'm not confident it will be in November. We will gain seats. But in a few sessions, yes, we will be back in the majority.
You're one of 19 assembly members at our last count, 13 of them Republicans not seeking re-election this fall. To what do you attribute the turnover?
Well, it's obviously not frustration with being in the minority that's driving them. I think that the Republican Party has gotten more extreme, that moderation and compromise are things that are no longer tolerated. And some of the people who are leaving are the moderates. They've been there a while. They see that they went into politics to represent their district and to do the best for their district instead of following strict party lines and dictations, again, from outside interest and special interest. So I think that could be part of what's driving them, that they're not able to legislate as much as they are forced to vote in a certain way.
We are talking with Sandy Pash. She's a Democratic state representative from Shorewood who recently announced she is not going to seek re-election in the fall. And we have a few more minutes with her. If you have a question or an observation for her or would like to tell us what you think the state of state politics is right now or the issues that matter most to you in this election year when it comes to your state legislator, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Coming up, we will be talking with another state representative who recently announced he will not seek re-election this fall. Don Pridemore will be joining us a little bit later in this half hour. And let me ask you, Representative Pash, we've been talking about your frustrations with being in the minority. How do you describe the current state of state politics?
I find it, I don't want to say dysfunctional, but not as facilitative towards what I believe it should be. We have bills that are passed with very little input from constituents, from the electorate. They're scheduled too late to really get any input. They are poorly vetted. People don't understand the impact. I go around every year and talk to fourth graders on how a bill becomes a law, and that's really not what's happening anymore. We don't have a well-thought-out process of what are the benefits and risks of a certain piece of legislation, what amendments can make it better, how do we slow the process down so things can be done in a really thoughtful way. I think things are done in a very partisan way without a clear understanding of what the impact will be for people. And these are huge issues. We aren't focusing on the fact that our state is languishing in job growth. We are 35th in the country. We are I think, second in the number of jobs lost. We are really doing poorly as far as the bread and butter day-to-day issues that affect the people in our state.
Let's take a call from John in Milwaukee. Hello, John.
Hi, how's it going? Thank you very much, and thanks, Sandy. I just wanted to say you have a lot of fans out there, and we all appreciate the work that you've done very, very much. Also just wanted to hear, as far as mental health advocacy goes, what would you like to see from your successor, and what more needs to be done in the state?
Oh, thank you. That's a great question. What we have done in the state is, as you may know, the speaker had five charges for the mental health task force, and we did a few of them, but we left many undone. We are doing nothing with addressing mental health needs in the schools. Children are struggling with mental health issues, and we're not addressing that. We have done nothing as far as addressing stigma across the state. Those are issues that have to be done. And when we look at the overall structure of how mental health care is being delivered, we are following a law that was established in the 1970s, and our understanding of mental illness has come so much further since that time, but we have a very antiquated piece of legislation that really needs some heavy-duty work. And by not doing that, we are forcing people with mental illness to end up in the criminal justice system instead of on a road to recovery and health. So I think there's a lot more that needs to be done.
So are you keeping the door open to running for political office again, or do you think you're pretty much done?
I'm not closing any doors.
Well, that answers that. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Sandy Pasch, Democratic State Representative from Shorewood, Assistant Assembly Minority Leader, who recently announced she will not seek re-election in the fall. Coming up, we will talk with Republican State Representative Don Pridemore, who also recently announced he is not going to seek re-election. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Checking our weather forecast for today, it is going to be partly to mostly cloudy and quite mild. We can expect some periods of rain and a chance of storms with most highs in the upper 60s. Coming up after 4 on Central Time, Rob Ferret and Jean Purcell will find out about volunteer opportunities in our state parks. They'll learn about the joy of rereading favorite books, and they will also take a look at today's top news stories. That's Central Time today after 4 o'clock. This is our State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine, 21 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, April 21st. Joining us now is Don Pridemore, Republican State Representative from Hartford, who recently announced he will not seek re-election this fall. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So you were in the Assembly for, what, 10 years?
10 years at the end of the current term, yes.
Why did you decide that was long enough?
Well, when I first ran for election, I very much favored term limits, and I actually had a bill I introduced early in my career there for 12-year term limit. I thought that was long enough for anybody to serve. It is a public service job, and it's not, in my opinion, not intended to be a second career or a career in general, and I think people should, who run for public office, have private sector experience so that they are used to living under the laws that we create. So I think that's very important. And 12 years being a term limit, I think 10 years is good. I'll be 68 by the time the session's over with, so I'm certainly past retirement age, and I just feel it's time to do something else with my life.
You had also said that you like the direction the state is moving in, but that it's not moving fast enough. Can you give us an example or two?
Well, I guess that would be my main frustration, is the government moves very slowly. I think our founding fathers probably intended it to be that way, because we don't want to be a body that reacts to short-term emotions, especially, you know, coming from the general population. And the process is intended to be slow. So I think a lot of the bills that we even pass have been languishing out there for for many years before they actually are fine-tuned and enacted into law. So even though it's frustrating to have to wait long periods of time to get things through, the process is intended to get more people involved in the process and get ideas from a good spectrum of the general population. So as frustrating as it may be, I think it's necessary. And, you know, we've been living as a government under those conditions for quite some time, and I don't think they'll ever change.
At least 19 members of the State Assembly, 6 Democrats and 13 Republicans, have announced they will not seek re-election in the fall. We heard from one Democrat earlier in this half hour, State Representative Sandy Pasch, who said that she did have some frustrations being in the minority party and in getting things done that she wanted to get done. To what do you attribute this turnover, especially the 13 Republicans who are not seeking another term?
Well, if you look at the numbers historically, I think you'll find they fall pretty much as an average. There's 99 of us, and I believe the average Republican, I'm not sure what the Democrat numbers are, but I think the average Republican only stays in office for 8 years. And some of the people who are not running for re-election have been in much less time than that. So on average, it's probably about the same. With 99 of us, 13 is not a huge number.
Now, Representative Pridemore, I don't think many would necessarily describe you as moderate, but our Representative Pasch said that a number of the retiring Republicans this year are considered moderate Republicans, and she says this is in part extremism at work, that the more conservative wing of the Republican Party doesn't necessarily want moderate Republicans mucking up the works. What do you say to that?
Well, I would say that probably the Republican caucus has become more conservative in the near term here. But I think that's fairly common over history. We tend to swing both ways. The pendulum going more conservative. I think, I've served in the minority as well as the majority, and being in a minority, it's even more frustrating. And some of the things she says that she has served under, being a Democrat with Republicans in control, are really the same things that we faced when we were in a minority. And I don't see that as being any different. So although I should share her frustrations being in a minority, I think that's just something that you have to deal with and realize what your role is in the minority and fulfill that role.
What is your biggest achievement in the state legislature?
Well, most of the legislation, and I've been primarily involved with election laws and education. Most of my accomplishments, I would have to say, have found their way into the budget. Not necessarily policy issues, but issues that deal with taxes. One of my goals when I first started campaigning back 10 years ago was the fact that Wisconsin was a very high tax state. And the only way we are to be competitive is to at least drop our status as being in the top 10 tax states to at least becoming average. And I think we're headed in that direction right now. We did have to make some necessary budget adjustments in the past several budgets, and that was my interpretation of Wisconsin moving in the right direction. And the only way we're going to improve the job market is to get our taxes under control, get our spending under control. And the way we do that is reflected in the last two budgets. And I think that will continue I certainly support our current governor, and I wish him well in the next election. And once we get our taxes under control, I think our job market will be much improved.
Let me bring a caller in before our news break and before we let you go. Marty in Lake Geneva. Hi, Marty.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I would ask, if I were to take your position, what advice would you give me? And I'll listen to your response off air.
Someone who's running for office or who, you know, is a state legislator, should Marty just step into your shoes?
Well, as far as the campaign part of the job is concerned, knocking on doors and talking to people and finding out what your constituents support, I think, is probably the most important thing you can do, not only during campaigning but throughout the two-year cycle and continuing on cycle after cycle. That, to me, was one of the most enjoyable parts of my job, and doing it almost on a daily basis for a full year when I first ran, I think was very important to establish my goals and to confirm my feelings and my thoughts in terms of how I would conduct myself once I...
Let me ask you, I'm sorry, just because we're almost completely out of time, you did run for state superintendent of public instruction last year. Any desire to seek a political office outside the assembly? Just 10 seconds.
Well, I'm not going to close any doors either, although I do my... family obligations, I think, will come into play, and I kind of make those decisions for me in the future. But
thank you very much for joining us, Don Pridemore, State Representative from Hartford. This is the Ideas Network.